Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
Hugh, it's a classic problem. I get a really nice bottle of wine, and I have enough discipline not to open it. But am I really pushing my luck by holding on to it year after year, decade after decade?
I had an experience, Alan, quite recently where, for reasons that we don't need to go into, but I had the opportunity to taste a number of 50-plus-year-old first-growth Bordeaux. I mean, we're talking Rothschild and Latour, and I mean, big stuff. And, you know, 50 years is too long. I mean, some of them were okay. A couple of them actually showed something, but it just kind of underscored for me how amazing it would have been to have gotten to these 25 or 30 years ago, and how unfortunately sometimes we tend to sit on these things for entirely too long. The whole concept of aging wine and equating that with being quote unquote higher quality probably goes back to the Romans. Most of the wines that were produced in that era were highly perishable, and when a type of wine seemed to be more shelf stable than another, it was considered more valuable simply for practical reasons. And over time, right, the concept of better quality, meaning less perishable, sort of morphed into a wine improving with age thing. My recent experience really kind of underscores that that's not necessarily the case. The whole thing is, with very few exceptions, most wines do not improve with time. They may mellow out and they may last for a little while, but you know, if you sit on your special wines for too long, it's kind of disappointing when you pull the cork and it's just kind of, you should have gotten to it 10 years ago. So, you know, there was a column that Letty Teague in the Wall Street Journal did years ago called Open That Bottle Night. I'm now becoming a big subscriber to that. So go down, Look and see what's in your cellar and pull the corks. So here's a couple of fun facts. 90% of wine is meant to be consumed within 1 year. 99% of wine is meant to be consumed within 5 years. Conclusion. Very few wines are actually meant to be held. Fact. Aging doesn't necessarily improve wine, but it does change it. Fruitiness drops relatively quickly at first and then more slowly. And the tannins drop definitely more slowly. And white wines, acidity is needed for aging. And red wines, tannins. But the point is, you don't want the fruit to get too low because then the wine loses its charm. Whether the wine improves with time is really completely subjective. While certain wines definitely seem to mellow a little bit with time, whether that is a good thing is completely up to you. So most people seem to think that you should drink your white wines young and sit on your reds, and I tend to agree with that. But, you know, storage factors, temperature, storing the wine on the side so the cork stays most are all very important. But something to keep in mind if you're aging some reds for a long time is that corks deteriorate over time. You know, some people who are super big collectors, they actually get their bottles recorked. But this is really something just for super collectors. You should probably never age a wine beyond the capable age of the cork. So anyway, this was my experience. I learned a lot from it. I'm definitely going to continue to put some of my wines down a little bit, but not so long anymore. Anyway, there you have it.
Well, we're going to pull the cork on some of those bottles.
That sounds good to me. Don't wait too long.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.